This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. Now it's time for our fact check of North Carolina politics. Abortion laws in the state have garnered a lot of discussion lately. In March, a federal court ruled that the state's ban on abortions after the 20th week of a woman's pregnancy is unconstitutional. After that, Republican lawmakers pushed to impose new penalties on doctors who kill babies that survive an abortion. Governor Cooper vetoed the bill, calling it redundant. A federal law already protects fetuses born alive. Last month, a day after an override vote failed, House Speaker Tim Moore had this to say on WBT's Pat McCrory Show.
Now in North Carolina, under that law, someone can get an abortion up until right before the baby's delivered. It's absolutely outrageous. That should not be allowed to happen.
But is that actually allowed? Paul Specht of the Raleigh News and Observer joins us now. So, Paul, is Moore right?
He is incorrect to suggest that something has changed in the law. When he says now in North Carolina, a woman can get an abortion, quote, right up until the moment of birth, end quote, that is misleading because it gives the impression that anyone can abort any fetus, which is not true. Federal laws set by Roe versus Wade, that landmark case in 1973, say that a woman has a right to abortion during pre-viability, but not after viability. So he's wrong to suggest that the law is now allowing anyone to abort viable fetuses up until birth. You know, pregnancy is somewhere between 38 and 40 weeks. And physicians told us that no respectable doctor would ever abort a fetus anywhere near that time. It would have to be in a special circumstance where the mother's life is endangered, or maybe the fetus, there are complications. And even in that case, they'd often induce birth because the mother's so far along, rather than try to perform some sort of abortion.
Moore's spokesman, Joseph Kaiser, said the judge's ruling leaves the decision of when a fetus is viable to the, quote, sole discretion of physicians. Does he have a point there?
He does. And he used actually stronger language to describe physicians. But yes, it is up to the doctor and medical professionals to determine a child's viability. And that right, if you will, was granted to physicians through that Roe versus Wade ruling. They say that medical professionals are the ones who should determine viability. And they've struck down many, if not most, laws that try to pin viability to a certain week or date in pregnancy because people are different. Women are different. Fetuses are different. They grow at different rates. So most experts say that viability occurs sometime between 24 weeks and 28 weeks, but it's not consistent, which is why the courts have often left it to a woman's doctor.
So how do you rate Moore's comments?
We rated them mostly false. He only gets credit because there are abortions and special circumstances after viability in the case where the mother's health or life is in danger. But otherwise, his suggestion that the ruling changed anything is false. And just the lack of context given in this quote to former Governor Pat McCrory, where he doesn't distinguish between viable fetuses and pre-viable fetuses, it leaves a lot to the imagination and is misleading. So because of that, we rated his statement mostly false.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
That's Paul Specht of the Raleigh News and Observer. His fact checks are part of a collaboration between the newspaper PolitiFact and Duke University's Reporters Lab. And you can hear them Wednesdays on WFAE's Morning Edition.